funny, man. Mm. I remember watching that like, oh, my God.
Man, dog.
All right, y'all, what up? Welcome to a very special Bald Brothers podcast. Yeah. My name is Kev on stage. This
Tony
is my
Baker.
Good friend. Hmm? We're friends in real life,
real
y'all.
Life.
We be sharing secrets.
We do. I'll be telling you my business.
And I'll be telling you mine, man.
That's how you know I'm this.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be stingy with my business.
Big friends. All right. Today we're talking top 10 buddy comedies of all time.
No, buddy cop movies.
Top 10 buddy cop movies.
Yeah, buddy cop.
Of all time. You're up first, Tone.
Okay. I got to go with the OG Lethal Weapon, man.
Lethal Weapon.
It could be one, it could be two, it could be four, whichever. I'm just putting Lethal Weapon
now
in there.
Now take your pick, man. Throw it in there. Give me the number.
Specifically. I'm going to go with, man, because Lethal Weapon 4 was fire.
4 was good. 4 is one of the rare times that a sequel, especially that deep, is that good.
Right.
Four was great.
Yeah, it was fire.
It was great.
Jet Li was in that thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to... Barely. I'm going to just give it to Lethal Weapon 2.
Okay.
Lethal Weapon 2 is the one where I was just like, because I saw them all in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And Lethal Weapon 1 was a little bit more serious than the other ones.
Yeah.
It was serious business. But Lethal Weapon 2, they found their groove. We're more in sync with their friendship.
Yep.
We got some colorful side characters coming in. The villains were dope. The action was dope. So I'm going to go with... Because they got a little too silly on Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah.
They were zany as hell.
You
like,
hate right. zany.
It was just too much zany.
You don't like zany. You don't like silly.
It was too much zaniness.
Well, I love silly. You do.
They was in the dentist's office with the dude, and then they was all getting high on this, I was just like, all right, we getting it. And then
anytime
Chris Rock was forcing
like
the jokes.
I was just about to say, you feel like the jokes are forced. You are out.
Yeah. So that did. But I still loved it, but y'all getting too silly now. But Lethal Weapon 2 had the perfect balance of just like,
For me, Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2 over 1?
Bad Boys 2 over 1.
Okay.
Because I think for me, I just quote more of Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
First of all, I love the opening sequence of Boys 2.
The Klan rally?
The Klan rally.
Yeah.
Actually, the first act of that movie is just great.
Yeah.
You got the Klan rally.
Right.
You got the car chase. In the parking lot.
Okay, when they tried to carjack Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union whipping the Suburban.
Yes,
the
down
door,
the spiral parking lot.
Yeah. I was talking about booty cheeks clenched.
Man.
And that's early in.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on. I barely settled. I ain't even got my Raisinets open
no,
yet.
No, they started with the action immediately.
Right out the gate.
Yeah.
Then you go to the Zopound.
Yes.
You gonna call the devil in his
house?
But
hold on. After they do the Gabrielle Union thing, they in the parking lot structure, they get out, they chase, they stop.
They do.
They have a shootout in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah.
Then they get back in the car.
Yeah.
Then we have another full chase with boats flying, cars flipping. Martin was like, the boat. And then I don't know why he stuck his head out the car for the car to flip over and then he got back in. I was just like.
Michael Bay was in his full.
For sure.
I'm going, this is what I'm known for.
I got the budget now.
Car, fast.
Yes.
Expensive.
Shutting down the
fire.
Miami freeway. We go. That movie cost $130 million.
And it was worth every penny.
The first one cost 20-something million.
They said, we'll give you $100 million, but tell me what you're going to do. Michael Bay said,
say less.
I'm going to have a boat. I'm going here with the boat. I'm going fire. I'm going chasing down
all
the parking garage.
Boats. And then we get to the Haitian hideout.
Dog.
I'm giving you camera angles, circling around Will Smith. Through the bullet hole, then we circling again to the Haitians on the other side, talking shit back
the
through the bullet hole.
Devil is not welcome here.
Yeah,
with the comedy in there.
With the comedy
the
in there,
the man, the devil in his house.
That's
two is Martin with the eyes dilated.
Yeah, when he was
look
on
at
the
your
ecstasy.
Pupils.
Oh yeah,
bruh,
he was high on the ecstasy.
Two is also Reggie.
Reggie, the door scene with Reggie.
You look 30.
Yes,
I mean it has everything.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 4 is also out in theaters this Friday, June 7th.
Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Ride or Die. Go check that out.
I still
want to
know why they didn't call Bad Boys for Life should have been the fourth one.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life?
That would have been the perfect, you know what I'm saying? For Life. You throw that four in there, like, I see what you did there.
But I don't know, maybe they didn't know they was going to do four.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Because the time from one and two was not that long, but the time from two to three is very long.
They be taking their sweet time. Because the first one was 95. Mm-hmm. The second one was 2003.
Yeah, that's
so that was 8 years.
That's eight.
And then we went from 2003 to 2020.
Yeah, that was a minute.
They be making us wait. But now we getting the quick fast on the
and
four.
And four is good.
Yeah.
And Reggie's in four.
Reggie's in four. You got to bring Reggie back.
You got to bring Reggie back. His wife is different, though, now.
He in the military now.
He's in the military.
Wait, whose wife is different? Reggie's?
No. Martin's wife is
Teresa
different.
Teresa Randall didn't come
She's
back?
She's out. Tasha Smith is his wife now.
Really?
Yeah.
What Teresa Randall
What's
at, man?
What's Teresa Randall up to,
Teresa
man?
Teresa Randall?
Teresa Randall, where you been?
Yeah, where you at, man? That's girl six.
Girl... Hey.
Whew. Yeah. That's the best part of the movie. Girl Six in the beginning.
God. We're not supposed to be watching Girl Six.
Girl Six.
I don't know what my family, they left me alone far too long with access to tapes.
That Girl Six scene, man. I was like, whew. I don't remember nothing else about that movie. But that beginning scene. Shout out to Teresa Randall.
I had my whole life in that movie. I said, in the way she was talking and the camera, you couldn't see her eyes. I said, I'm tingly all over.
Girl Six.
Tingly. We thank you, Spike Lee, for your contribution to society.
Come on, man.
All right, what's your next one, Tom?
All right, so I'm throwing up in there. I'm going to go with, there's so many options. I'm going to go with. We got Bad Boys 2 in there. Mm-hmm. We got Lethal Weapon 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw Rush Hour in there.
That's what I was
about. Little Jackie Chan, little Chris Tucker.
Which one?
I'm going to throw the first one in there.
Okay.
Don't never touch a black man's stereo, man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Rush Hour 1. It was the perfect blend of just like, you know, two mismatched partners coming together.
Yes.
Finding the common ground. Rush Hour.
Love it.
Yeah. Rush Hour.
One is Juntao or Ricky Tan?
Juntao.
Juntao?
Yeah. With the blonde hair. He had the short blonde hair. Had a little scar right here.
So wait, who's two then?
Two is
Ricky Tan.
Two is Ricky Tan, I believe.
Okay. All right. The comedy on Rush Hour was great. I rewatched that. A lot of the jokes couldn't fly.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
No.
I was like...
That Kung Fu Kenny part was funny.
Oh, it's great.
I'm going to whoop your ass, and then I'm going to whoop his ass. Yo, hey, man, I'll shoot you right now and say you slipped in the kitchen.
Don Cheadle, man.
He had some dope moves when he went hand-to-hand with Jackie Chan real quick.
For sure.
He was looking crisp.
For sure. I was going to say, like, Don Cheadle going to bring it every time.
Yeah.
Fully believable as Kung Fu Kenny.
I believed him.
And that was a funny scene as well.
Yes, it was.
Rush Hour did such a good job of comedy and action.
Yeah.
And Chris Tucker, man, you talk about being built for a movie. He's done a lot of good movies, but
right.
Rush Hour was like the perfect time in his career.
Yeah.
He was like perfect. Yeah. I remember being mad that he wasn't in The Next Friday, but then like seeing what he did, I was like, well, I mean, you got to take the $20 million.
I wish he would have did Next Friday.
Me too. But I feel like what his career became, I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
He could have did both.
I think he didn't want to smoke. He did like a church thing or something.
Yeah, whatever his reason was, I
ain't
like
trying to hear
it.
I don't mind Mike Epps, though. Mike Epps
was good, but bring Smokey back. You could have came. Day-Day could have came, too.
Let's all three?
Because Next Friday came out in 2000. Rush Hour was 98. He had the time.
No, I think it wasn't the money. He said he didn't, as the church. I think he got churchy.
They
he
forget
didn't want
all that, man. Forget all that, man. You could be Smokey and not cuss.
No, it was the smoke.
It was the smoke.
He didn't want to be associated with the weed.
He could have turned his life around in the sequel. He could have been like, I'm off the weed.
Smokey can't. His name is Smokey.
But that him smoking the weed wasn't his only comedic anchor.
No,
in
I
the
agree.
Film. So he could have been like, I'm turning my life around, Craig.
And
I'm off that. That could have been a nice little comedic theme in the movie.
Nah, man.
Him trying to fight and not give in to the smoke.
That's true.
He cranky now. He don't know what to do when he's not high. There's some comedic berries
nah,
right
man.
There.
Let him love the Lord, Tone. You don't want people to love the Lord.
Watch out.
All right, I'm going. Tell me if you think this counts. Men in Black.
Yeah, that counts. They're not technically cops, but they were buddy agents.
There was buddy agents.
Buddy agents.
I love Men in Black.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask me one or two.
Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? You were a young man full of vibrato and vibranium peen. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but it's in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll have your prescription within a few days. Best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the United States of America and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Listen, I'm 41. Sometimes I need a little help in the libido department. I be ready to go, but I'll be ready to go. You feel me? And Blue Chew, it doesn't judge me. It doesn't make fun of me. It's just a little supplement to help me get where I want to go, to the promised land with all the strength and vitriol that I need. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BALD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BALD. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And now back to the show.
One. It's not even close.
No, I'm thinking, man. Let me have
it's
my moment.
One for sure.
Let me have my moment.
Two was just a retread.
I was going to go with one.
Yeah, but the fact that you even thought.
But I was just trying to remember what happened in two.
Nah, man. Three is better than two.
Yeah, it is. The one thing, my favorite scene in Men in Black 1 is when Will Smith is trying to sit in the egg chair.
Oh, yeah. And he fill out the paperwork.
He's the only one. He's like, right. When he scoots that chair and it was so loud.
Oh, yeah. It was mad heavy.
Bro, I don't know why that was so funny to me.
Yeah, because all the other agents was, all the other applicants was trying to just
they was all buttoned
and,
up.
Yeah,
and
he was like.
And I hated them.
Yeah.
And he just was like. Scream. And then he sat on the bench when he was contemplating, when Tommy Lee Jones was like, you know what I'm saying, you ain't everybody you ever knew.
Right.
And the way they sat in that scene for him to contemplate.
Right.
Like, he sat.
He sat out there. It was a time lapse and
everything.
Yeah.
And then I liked the villain. I liked Edgar. Hey, Edgar, your skin's falling off your bones.
Oh, yeah.
And he pulled his head. Was that Vincent D'Onofrio?
That was Vincent D'Onofrio, yep. He was firing that.
Love it.
Vincent had to play an alien in a human skin disguise, and the alien that he was an insect.
It was great.
And he pulled it off. He pulled it
off. He's had a lot of different.
For sure.
Like him in The Breakup? Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn. Was he in that?
I think he was his brother.
Oh, was he? Oh,
yeah, they ran the boat business.
That's good casting.
And he was really frustrated with Vince Vaughn. Like, yeah. And then him as the Kingpin. I just was like.
Oh, yeah. Kingpin.
He is. But he's done so many different things.
For sure.
And he's always super believable.
He was in Full Metal Jacket. He was in The Cell.
He was Gomer.
Yep.
Oh, snap.
That's him. That is him shouting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's good.
You right, Tone. All right, what's your next one?
All right, so I'm going to go with Running Scared with Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal. I love that movie, man. Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal, two cops in Chicago, narcotics cops on the case, trying to bust Jimmy Smits's character, Julio. I love that. I love the chemistry that Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines had, the soundtrack, the vibe. They shot it in Chicago in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So it was gritty, and then they went down to Florida to be like, yo, let's open a bar down here. And you got the Michael McDonald song playing. It was just a great time. And I wanted to see more of those two together.
Yeah. Tony put me on to this. We was working on a project together. He gave me like a list of all these buddy cops to watch. I was surprised with how old that movie was, but how well it held up.
Yeah.
I was like, they could recreate that movie.
For sure.
Today. Mm-hmm. And it's so far from when it came out.
Right.
Gregory Hines, man, he picked great projects.
Yeah, he did.
Movie-wise, he was always, to me, perfectly cast.
Yeah.
In Waiting to Exhale.
Waiting to Exhale.
I said, boy, y'all got him. He's perfect in this.
Delivered. The Cotton Club, Tap. Gregory Hines is just like, you're a rage in Harlem. He was funny. Gregory Hines, I miss Gregory Hines.
When he died,
I was sad, man.
Yeah.
But Running Scared, I've seen that so many times.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Beverly Hills Cop 1.
Oh, okay.
I liked all of them, but I loved the first. First of all, quick aside.
Is it a buddy cop movie?
I consider buddy cop, even if you are, they love to put the opposites attract, but they got to work together.
Yeah.
Which is going to give you the comedy
right.
element.
That's a big element in Beverly Hills
Cop. Yeah, because that's really the same thing as Rush Hour.
Yeah, because he had to work with these Beverly Hills cops.
Yeah.
Even though he was a Detroit cop.
Yeah. And Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker didn't like each other in the first one.
Right.
The second one, they became friends. But the first one. Remember, they didn't like each other.
And that's usually the theme. Like, Bad Boys, they liked each other. And Running Scared, they liked each other. But Rush Hour, Lethal Weapon, and this, they had to get acclimated to one another.
The one cop is by the book.
Yeah.
They don't want to work together. Like, that's how you usually get your first comedy, in the one.
Right.
And then by two, they working together, they get it going.
Yeah.
But Eddie Murphy found so many funny things, and that, it had more action than I thought for it to be in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, we started off with the truck and stuff, and he was all, when he was still
with
in Detroit.
The Pointer Sisters playing, like, hanging on to the truck.
It was great. A lot of funny scenes that they, I love the two cops.
Rosewood and Taggart.
Man.
Yeah.
I was surprised at how funny I saw, because I think I was watching that in 2021.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch any of those. You gave me like, there was like seven movies to watch.
Yeah, I gave you a bunch.
Yeah, I watched all the Lethal Weapons, which I had seen, but I hadn't seen in a minute.
Yeah.
But anyway, Beverly Hills Cop was a good time for one for me.
I would argue that two is better.
I'd give you that.
Because the action just looked better in the second.
Oh, it was a huge, it was a big jump.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you did good? I turn on the faucet for them.
Tony Scott directed that second one.
Turn on the faucet for them. So are you saying two next, or are you just saying that it's better?
No, I'm going to go with... I really enjoyed The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans. Now, Damon's not a cop, but it was like a...
buddy cop, it can be...
As long as somebody got an illegal license to carry a firearm. And then
right.
Last Boy Scout, I love the chemistry with Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans, even though allegedly they didn't get along during the
shoot. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't get along during shooting, but it didn't show on camera. The story, the action was dope. The insults, the one-liners, it was
all
just
good.
Action comedy central.
All good.
Yeah.
No problems. Also, I feel like, again, you know how we feel about the Wayans.
Yeah.
Enough people don't talk about their stuff, and enough people don't talk about that movie.
Oh, Last Boy Scout is criminally...
criminally!
Overlooked.
Underrated. Criminally is funny to say.
Man,
criminally underrated.
Criminally underrated.
All right, my next one, and I'll say the reason this puts me up, I put this up so high, I didn't expect to like this movie as much as I did. The Other Guys.
The one with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell? Well, you're talking about The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys.
With Russell Crowe and
Nice
Ryan
Guys.
Gosling.
I got
yes.
I like both of them.
Yeah.
The Nice Guys was a way funnier movie than I ever thought.
Right.
When they was looking for your boy, they come out of the elevator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see. Somebody was getting pat. Somebody's getting shot in the hallway. They just looked. And then they got back in the elevator, and then the dude fell out the window. You see the dude fall out the window from the elevator. Mad funny.
Crying.
From the writer of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Who is it?
Shane Black.
Black.
Yep.
Shane Black.
He also wrote The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah. The Nice Guys was the porn. Was it the porn thing?
There was a porn connection in there. Porn producer.
And then like murder mystery type of thing.
They was trying to get it out. It tied into like the car companies and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which I did like The Other Guys too. That's when Will Ferrell had the beautiful wife, and he was
Eva Mendez
was his wife. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah,
but The Nice Guys, I was not anticipating.
Yeah,
I think I watched that. I don't remember where I watched that, but I was like, man, this is fantastic.
Yeah,
but The Other Guys was really funny too.
Right.
Because Will Ferrell.
That was more of a comedy, less on the action. But yeah, Nice Guys, I feel like it was more of an organic one, too.
Yeah, Other Guys was a good time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of two for me.
Okay.
So you got.
What number we on right now?
I don't know. We just do what
I
you
I want to throw in 48 Hours. Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I'm throwing his Eddie. Period of time. I don't think anybody will ever hit like that.
Who, Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. That was his first movie.
What he was doing in that time.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That was another one I watched.
That was his first movie, 48 Hours.
He was the criminal.
Yes.
Right?
And he was working with the cop. He was paired with the cop. Eddie Murphy don't even show up for a long time in that movie.
Right.
We like 30 minutes in before he even shows
Nick
up.
Nick Nolte's the bad you guy who plays outside the rules.
Right. And then he's going there and he meets Reggie Hammond in the jail cell singing Roxanne. And it was just like the perfect dynamic of just like two cats that didn't get along. Nick Nolte's character was saying some racist
Man, he was.
They had that fight in the alley that was mad long. Oh. They had to duke it out. Literally, they fought. It was like the comic books when they have like a team up.
Yeah.
The heroes always got to fight first. Then they'd be like, let's team up. They wipe their mouth and be like, all right, I'm going to work with you right now, but fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Just that whole dynamic was just dope. Soundtrack was fire. It was gritty. The 80s was grittier, and I liked
it. For sure.
I miss the grittiness of the 80s.
For sure. You're up again, Tone.
I'm up again. So I'm going to throw in, there's so many good buddy cop movies, but I'm going to throw in Bad Boys 1.
Oh, dang. I forgot we didn't mention that.
Yeah. I'm going to do Bad Boys 1 because.
Bless you.
Bad Boys 1, to me, that holds the record for the most time I've seen a movie in movie theaters. Mm-hmm. I've seen it 4 times. It was like, I wanted that movie to do well because I was a fan of Will Smith and Martin from their shows.
Yep.
And I was just like, those two together, two black leads.
Yep.
And an action movie that could have been cast. It wasn't about the blackness,
no,
but it was
two
black leads and it hit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, it was funny. The action was dope. This is my introduction to Michael Bay. And it was just like, yo, like the chase scene where Will was, they were chasing the cars and Will was running with his shirt open and then Martin come around and he hop on the cab and then they fall and then Will scoops him up just in time. And like
that scene right there was like, if you didn't think Will was going to be a movie star,
right?
That scene was like,
oh,
he got it.
This dude's
whatever you
man.
Gotta have. That solo poster.
Yeah.
Material,
right?
And he went on to do
it. Independence Day was after that, and then after that, sky's the limit.
10 straight 100 million.
Man, the reason I put Bad Boys 1 over 2, the action in Bad Boys 2 was 100% better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Martin to me was funnier in the first one. He was in his bag. He was Martin. Like they didn't make him. He wasn't trying to do no woosahs or none of that.
Woosah really bothered you.
The way it was just like they were making the character more scary.
Yeah.
Like he was scared. He was too worried about stuff. It wasn't like, you know, Danny Glover's character in Lethal Weapon. He didn't want to do the stuff, but he was just like, oh, here we go. But it wasn't like, do we got to do this here? Mm-hmm. It was just like,
That's why you're going to like the next one.
I like Martin in his... I'm going to get this shit done bag. Like, you know, I'm about that action.
Yep.
This is what it is. Yeah, I'm faking that I'm Mike Lowry for The Witness, but
I'm
about that action.
Yes.
No whining.
So you got to see Bad Boys.
Okay.
I don't want to hype you.
Yeah.
But I feel like for what you just said, you're going
to
like this.
Because I was supposed to be there, but I was out
you
of town.
You were, man. But you chose the family.
I chose the
which
family.
Which is a good choice.
Yeah.
And allowed me to be introduced them by myself. I took the moment. No, but that's what I be saying.
Yeah.
Like, if I was going to visit my family, it's already on the calendar.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm
sad.
It. Yeah. But I saw you in there with Will and Martin and Posen and everybody was there. You saw the movie early. Now I can't even do my review.
Martin was in there. Martin watched it with us.
Oh, he watched the whole movie with y'all?
Because they hadn't seen it either.
Dang.
Will was saying, like, we were backstage.
Yeah.
And he was like, we've seen pieces, we've seen sequences, but we have not seen.
Oh.
He was like, they just finished it, like final,
a
couple days ago.
Wow.
So Martin sat two rows in front of me and Melissa. Same, like, basically where that camera is.
Wow.
Right there.
Were the directors there?
No.
Okay.
It was just Martin and Will. That, as far as I know.
Gotcha.
They didn't, well, I mean, openly, I don't know. But it was just Martin and Will. But when we was laughing at his, I was remember thinking, I can't imagine what it's like to have a theater laughing at
right
something I'm saying. Like film, like stage-wise, we've right. had it. You've even had it.
Yeah.
With Outlaw Johnny Black.
Yeah.
And you was, that feel good or weird?
I'd be embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah, because I, you know, I'm more critical of my acting than I am of my stand-up.
Really?
Even though I'm critical of my stand-up, but it's like, it's different.
Why are you more critical of the acting?
Because the acting is not my words. It's not my, so I'm giving the performance. So I'm just more critical.
But that's not like, saying you'd be more critical of the stand-up.
No, I'm more critical of the acting performance. Do they believe me? Am I convincing? Am I pulling it off? Am I saying the lines right? Do I look right? When I'm on stage just doing stand-up, this is just what it is. Hopefully y'all connect with the material, but I could just be like...
It seems like you'd be more vulnerable with that because that is your words in your life and your point of view.
And then it's not as permanent.
Stand-up?
Yeah. Like, if I have a set that I didn't like, I can have another set that same night or that next night and just get my revenge.
So if you had your stand-up special...
If I had my stand-up special and I hated it, then I'd be like...
Oh. You soul on empty.
Yeah.
Soul on empty.
I'd be like, I don't like this. Now I'm stuck here forever. But a lot of actors don't like seeing themselves work.
I'm
like
not
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'd be
like I can watch my stand-up all day, but me acting, I'd be like...
You know what? Actually, you're right. I don't mind my stand-up and I don't mind my unscripted stuff.
Yeah.
And even like workplace comedy, because it's not... It's basically unscripted.
Right.
But churchy.
Yeah. You'd be tough on yourself.
Get
you
me
like,
out of here.
Why'd I say that line that way? Or
I'm not. I can remember seeing a part of churchy when I knew that day was rough as producer, Kev.
Yeah.
Because lunch was behind.
Uh-huh.
We was having scuffles behind the scenes, and I can see myself be distracted.
Gotcha.
So I'd be like, if I had that to do again, I could be more focused.
Right.
But unscripted, I mean, I think we...
Yeah, unscripted, the pressure's off. It's just a different... And that's how I feel when I do my stand-up. It's like unscripted.
Yeah.
Even though it might be scripted, it's still...
I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go The Heat.
With Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Good time. That's another movie that I saw that I was really surprised at how much I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought I would have a good time.
Right.
But I had a great time.
It was way better than I expected.
I was like, hey.
Yeah.
And I love both of them.
Right.
Sandra Bullock has also had a lot of... Her choice of movies is so... Like everything from Speed, which is full on action,
right?
No comedy. The Heat, which is buddy comedy, to like Bird Box and Blindside,
and Gravity,
And then like Ocean's 8, which is like she's cool. I did not like that movie, but it's not their fault. It's the same reason I don't like Ocean's 12. I don't like Ocean's 12. I don't like a heist movie where the heist happened in secret off camera. You tell us about it. Do the one we was talking about,
right?
Sink or swim.
We agreed on this.
We agreed on this.
Right.
You can't. Y'all had the Fabergé egg.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Come
nigga,
on, man. You're cheating.
What? That's dumb. We didn't see that.
Right.
They you cheated can't us. Give me something of that a steal that we didn't see in a heist movie.
Right.
I want to watch you steal.
Right.
And I love in Ocean's 13. They was like, we was tripping. We go right back to the heist the way it was. And Ocean's 8. I was super hype about that.
Yeah.
And they had the first one. You got the first one.
They had a great cast.
Great cast. And they came with the fake heist.
Yeah.
We really stole the necklaces. I said, man, no. You can't steal the thing off camera in a heist movie.
They did that.
Indiana Jones can't be going for this.
Right.
Not get it, but secretly he stole the actual thing in Paris 3 weeks ago.
They played in our faces and we took it.
Man, nah. Indy, steal the thing. Let it crumble. I want to know if you're going to get out.
Man.
Pissed me smooth off. And they didn't get enough. They haven't got another chance.
No.
Because I'm like, if they don't do Ocean's 8 good, they're not going to get 9.
Right.
And they didn't.
No,
and I really wanted to like it because I love 13 ended so good.
Yeah. Ocean's 11 is the OG, though.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11 is it's my favorite heist movie of all time.
Fire.
If I came home right now and it was on, I'm watching it. Forget the NBA, the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm watching Ocean's 11. It's perfect.
Ocean's 11 is fire. I've seen that movie a lot.
I love One of my favorite characters in that is, cannot think of his name, his actual name, but he played Funkhauser in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. Ashy voice. I forget his real name, though.
Him and his thing with Matt Damon in that series.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it, man.
Yeah.
You got any more?
Let's see. We could talk about Rush Hour 2, Another 48 Hours. Die Hard with a Vengeance felt like a buddy cop joint, even though it technically wasn't, but it felt like it, even though Samuel L. Jackson's character was a regular man. But that very much felt like a buddy cop movie because of what they had to do. Those are fire. I feel like I'm forgetting a lot.
I feel strongly about what we got.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't know if we're over 10. Actually, I don't remember what we said.
We went over 10.
We did?
All right, so we got...
Bad Boys 1
and
2.
We got Lethal Weapon 2, Bad Boys 1 and 2.
That's 4.
We got Running Scared. We got Rush Hour. We got The Last Boy Scout. We got The Heat. We got 48 Hours. We got The Nice Guys.
And The Other Guys.
Oh, you put The Other Guys on
there?
Yeah,
I put both.
Oh, you doubled up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
that's
why. Shoot.
Yeah, that's 11.
There we go. But I feel like I'm forgetting something, and it's going to haunt me.
You're going to watch this back and be like... That's what it is.
I forgot about
this Academy. I don't think
that's not Buddy Cop.
That's an ensemble.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them. 21 Jump Street is a good choice. Those were good.
I wouldn't put that on top 10
for me, though. Me neither.
I had a good time, but it wasn't like, oh, 21 Jump Street. Training Day is not a comedy, Rico Starr. That's just Buddy Cop. We said Buddy Comedy.
Buddy Cop comedy, action comedy. Yeah. Italian Job is too much of an ensemble. Oh, we said Men in Black as well. Also, I think we good.
Yeah. Blue Streak I like, but he didn't have a partner, did he?
Not really. I mean, he was working with Luke Wilson a lot, but not really.
It was more him.
Yeah.
Blue Streak is hilarious.
But it's not making it.
But they not.
White Chicks was very much a buddy comedy. Buddy cop comedy.
Oh, snap.
White Chicks was.
I forgot about the cop element of that.
Yeah, they were cops.
I will put that in there, man.
You throwing out, you taking, what you taking out? The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I enjoyed White Chicks.
White Chicks was a good time.
I really...
But the action was not... I like good action.
Yeah. But it was fun. I tend to go funny, and I like silly and zany. Yeah. You don't... You be like, man, the comedy need to be by the books.
I be wanting that good action, though. Oh, you know what? Another one that I would like to put in there, kind of Stakeout, with Emilio Estevez and Richard Dreyfuss. I really like Stakeout a lot.
I don't know that one. I don't think I've seen that one.
It's a good one. I like Stakeout.
What year is that?
This was 87.
Oh, definitely ain't seen it.
87. Stakeout was really good, though. Yeah. I saw that in movie theaters twice.
Go see Bad Boys 4.
Bad Boys Ride or
Bad
Die.
Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Theaters,
I believe
June 7th.
You will like it. June 7th.
June
7th. I think 7th. That's a Friday. I don't want to say that.
June 7th.
That's a Friday.
Yeah.
I think y'all will like it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time, y'all. And I will be honest. I love Will. I love Martin.
Yeah.
I had trepidation.
Of course.
Because the further you get into sequels,
yeah,
the less chance.
It's
you
rare.
I was worried the most about Bad Boys 3.
Yeah. I was big worried about 3.
They are totally different people now.
I was big worried about Bad Boys 3.
And I didn't know what kind of story they were going to have.
I didn't know what they was going to do. They had different directors. I was just like, what's about to happen?
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right. Okay.
The witch with the son.
Yeah.
That's a handsome nigga, boy. What I tell you, I said, whoop. And this is why the gay rumor came up in the other thing. I don't mind saying a handsome man is handsome. I don't have nothing to do with my sexuality.
Right, right.
Just like a woman can acknowledge beauty in another woman, you don't be gay.
Right.
Beautiful nigga is a beautiful nigga. I tell Norman Towns, beautiful nigga McGee. But whoever played Will Smith's son in there, I said, boy, you look all right to me. That was a handsome
hilarious
nigga, man.
Hilarious.
And I still want cheeks. Sweet coochie.
Women cheeks. Though.
Women cheeks.
Yeah,
well,
you
I guess
you clarify after you said, I didn't know if you wanted his cheeks. I was like, wait a minute now. Now we gay. Now we gay. You just.
You're right.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were talking about his cheeks or the woman's cheeks.
Should have went coochie for that.
Yeah, yeah. You know the transition is very
important.
Now I want
cheeks.
Now I want the cheeks. I'm like, whoa.
get up. Come on, man. It's okay, but I didn't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you confused me. It was just like, I'm not gay, but I will take his cheeks. Like, wait a minute.
Outside, usually you can just go cheeks, you know what I mean?
Right.
Understood, y'all.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go coochie on that. You're fix right. that coochie. In post, Greg. You coochie. Probably won't do it.
Yeah.
Actually, leave it. It's a funny joke. I'm loyal to the joke more than anything.
Right. The joke is the joke.
The joke is the joke, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The joke is the joke. Everybody got cheeks, kid.
Everybody got cheeks. This is facts.
Bald Brothers Podcast, man.
Man, we out here, man.
You talk about a good time, man.
This is a great time.
And the Kevin Tony on stage. I just wish more people could have been there.
Oh, man, you got to be there. If you want to see us live on stage together simultaneously in the buddy cop atmosphere, you got to come see us live.
I want y'all to know what me and Tony is secretly building towards is the buddy comedies.
Yeah.
If me and Tony could be Chris Farley and David Spade.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean, just throw us into different scenarios.
Yes.
It could be a cop. It could be just y'all. Let us build from the ground up.
Yes,
we got the podcast. We got the tour. By the time you see the Bald Brothers in something, mm-hmm. they ain't got to be the Bald Brothers movie,
right?
But by the time you see us in there, y'all gonna be like, man, yes.
Yeah.
Because the chemistry is right.
It's there, man.
The chemistry is what you need in the buddy cop.
We Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Man!
You know what I'm saying? We the Blues Brothers. That's
Blues
what
Brothers!
Brothers is
that's
the
where
play
the
off
Brothers
of the Blues Brothers.
From.
Exactly.
That's why the first promo, people didn't get it. They got Step Brothers like, way more.
Right.
The Black folks, the Blues Brothers ain't.
Blues Brothers. Is, I know I'm old, y'all.
The Blues Brothers
grew
ain't
up on
high
Blues
on
Brothers.
Ain't Ohio.
Nah, it's not. But it's my favorite musical. So y'all was going to get this.
Okay.
You missed out on the Blues Brothers, and that's your fault that you was born when you was born. And your parents ain't educate you to what the Blues Brothers was and
it's
is.
It's your fault. I don't know it's that many fault. Black people. I can't tell you that I have another black person that's not you ever mentioned Blues Brothers.
No, just because they're young, man.
They'd be young. You're 47, and you love movies. It's two things.
Come on now.
Because you'll go back. A lot of people don't go back to movies that they were.
They don't dig in the crates.
Yeah.
I go back to like the late 70s on up.
Mm-hmm. Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, man. Blues Brothers was in rotation. They used to always show it on TV. It was syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
Man, them car chases was legendary. And it was in Chicago. But that's neither here nor
there. I love Dan Aykroyd, too.
Oh,
Conehead.
Dan Aykroyd is great. Ghostbusters.
He's just.
Conehead. When he said, I meant to do a video about this. When he was Coneheads, when she was making his dinner, he was like, I will enjoy it. I was like, yes.
Not Conehead. When I was young, man, I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
I will enjoy it.
The way they were talking, man.
Yeah. The way they described everything, like when she described just like a basic breakfast in alien language. I was just like, yo, I never even thought about food this way.
And he'd been around. He was in, wasn't he in a Marvel movie recently? Wasn't he in Ant-Man? Was it him?
I can't remember. Dan Aykroyd.
With Kang in it. Am I tripping?
No, Bill Murray was in that.
It was Bill Murray.
Yeah, it was Bill Murray.
I'm thinking another Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd was in something, y'all, more recent.
Bill Murray. He showed back up for the new Ghostbusters movie.
Well, I know that. I didn't see that, though.
Yeah. Ghostbusters, Frozen
Empire. They could do Coneheads again.
They could. Coneheads didn't do well the first time, so
Trading Places, man.
Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy.
That's
Eddie Murphy's second movie.
Love Trading Places.
Yeah, Trading Places.
That is such a good movie. I remember trying to understand the orange crop, the futures of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first time I saw it, I was like, what happened? Because I don't
know. Poor Billy.
I was like, now, what? You predicted the orange crop? But Billy Ray Valentine,
yeah,
when they first found him and he was with the no leg.
Yeah, the fake no legs. They lifted him up.
He was like, oh, my God.
Threw him right in jail with Giancarlo Esposito in the jail cell with him.
What's that, bro?
He was in there talking shit in the jail cell. Didn't I just tell this dude I did karate on him?
Man, Eddie Murphy was just, he could do no wrong
Eddie
to me.
Eddie Murphy, man, 48 hours, Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop, bam, bruh. Bam, bam. That trajectory is crazy.
Couldn't miss.
That trajectory is crazy.
What did I just see him in? He was good.
Wasn't
Candy Cane Lane, which he wasn't bad in. I just didn't love that
movie.
Was
it Dolomite Is My Name?
He was good in that when he was mad at the dude for eating the... He was ordering too much. You eat the strawberries, man. You know I'm on a budget.
Man, that movie was funny, man.
Nah, it was something more recent than that. Man, his career might be untouched.
The only person that comes close to that type of trajectory is Jim Carrey. But Jim Carrey did so much before he blew up. Yeah. It's not the same. Eddie Murphy exploded immediately.
Yeah.
First movie was 48 hours, made $90 million in 82.
That's wild.
That's big money back then. And that's the debut. You know, he's the co-lead.
Bruh, you just, like, he was on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I believe he's the only or the first cast member to host while they were a cast member.
Right.
He had to stand up and he had the movies.
Yeah.
Nobody can do that today.
No.
Because you can't even. Saturday Night Live is not what it was at that time.
It's going to be forced today.
Oh, yeah. I can't even think of anybody who comes close. Will Smith probably has the most blockbusters closest. No, that's black, by the way.
Oh, as far as black, yeah, Will Smith is in that conversation.
He's probably the next one after Eddie.
Yeah.
But Will didn't do as many comedies.
No.
But he did. And you know what it was? It was Life. Me and Melissa watched Life with the boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, man.
Will Smith might have more live action blockbusters, but again, like you said, since he's doing action, it's easier to be a blockbuster
action
when you're action.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
He said he cracked the code. He was like, action and sci-fi, they do the best globally.
Comedy is tougher.
Comedy's way, it's cultural.
Yeah.
Remember, we found that out when we was doing the Real Comedians. When you did that DMV joke that killed all through the United States, we got to
London
Toronto
was
and
like,
they were like, what do you guys have a hard time in the,
right.
We don't, what do you mean?
What's that
we
mean?
Go in and get our license and we're down. We're like, y'all don't have a long time? They're like, no.
They don't be rude to y'all?
Yeah.
No, everybody's nice in Canada.
But explosions and gunfire, that translates to every language.
Yeah.
Comedy is very cultural.
We don't need no nuances.
But this?
Yeah.
The White House exploding?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody, man. Everybody. A lot of people in other countries want to see the White House explode. They're like, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this moment.
Man, this.
In their accent.
Y'all, man, support me and Tony, man. We gonna build our career our way.
Yeah, man.
All right, we love y'all. We'll see y'all next time. Go see Bad Boys. All right, I'm done with this.
Boom.
40 minutes, Tony.
I know we went 40. That wasn't even the plan, was it?
No.